Mary Barone, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rick.
You wrote in your blog, by the way, your blog is so interesting, howtomarryafrenchman.blogspot.com. You wrote, glaring is caring.
Yes.
Because people do glare caring. In Paris.
They really do. And it's usually coming from a place of concern. For example, I was in a cafe once with an American friend, and it was kind of happy hour, apéro time. So we were all ordering wine and beer. And this person was really, what they really wanted was a coffee with a bunch of milk in it and a lemonade. So they ordered a café au lait, which is not something you drink in the afternoon in France, and a lemonade. And the waiter looked at me and just gave me the strangest look, like, what? Are you sure? And I was like, yeah, give the guy what he wants. And he just glared at my friend, went over to the bar, told his coworker, then his coworker glared at my friend. And my friend turned to me and said, what have I done? Did I not pronounce it right? What have I done wrong here? I ordered two drinks. You think they'd be excited? And I told him, he's just worried for your digestion. All that milk and all that acidity in one sitting, he thinks you're going to have a terrible stomach ache later, and that's why he's looking at you with concern.
Glaring is caring.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the United States, we've got our wonderful, the bubble of privacy that our car gives us. And when we're tooling around in our cars, we can just, you know, do whatever you want to. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, it's like you're invisible.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you're almost got that bubble of invisibility on the streets of Paris without a car.
You really do. Well, sidewalks sort of work like roads anyway. So you stick to your lane, they've got their lane, you're moving fast. And you kind of have a closedness. You're running into so many different people everywhere. You kind of have a protective bubble around you to keep you sort of from getting overstimulated. But at the same time, it sort of creates this false privacy. So there's a lot of nose picking that goes on, a lot of staring, and you kind of forget that they can see you.
But you recommend in your blog to actually give it a try.
Yeah.
Go stare at people.
Go stare at people. And they'll stare right back. Now, don't stare and smile. Okay.
Right.
Staring and smiling.
Stare as if
is
you're looking
of,
through a one-way mirror.
Yes. Staring and smiling is an invitation to sort of like, hey, you want to come talk to me?
Right.
And you know, maybe you do, but
just
probably
stare.
Not. Just
I like that one-way mirror sort of feeling.
One-way mirror.
You stare at somebody through a one-way mirror, you don't really care how you look. Mm. You've got a free chance to stare at them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's not mean. It's or you don't, you know, it's just looking.
I'll try that next time. What's it like to be an expat wife? What's it like to live as a Parisian when you grew up as an American?
Oh, it's really fun. You have a sort of automatic specialness about you. People are intrigued. They hear your little accent. They want to know more. It's really fun to go around and meet Parisians because you sort of instantly have this conversation starter.
And you probably had expectations about being a mother where you grew up in America.
Mm-hmm.
How was that different in Paris?
Oh, the biggest difference would be size in general.
Hmm? Okay, so everything's tighter quarters.
Everything is tighter quarters, less parks, that sort of a thing. That's the hardest part. Sidewalks
are
smaller.
All moms have a big car with lots of room for storing stuff.
No. no car seats, none of that. No, yeah, the hardest part about this is getting around. I'm here in Seattle visiting, and it is a treat to roll my stroller around on these nice wide sidewalks.
Well, that's just a practical issue, isn't it? I always go in the metro when I'm in Paris, but I suppose if you are less mobile, that's not an option.
It is not an option, and it's not really something I considered before as sort of a healthy young woman. I was happy to stomp up and down the stairs in the metro and didn't really think twice about it. But now that I have this little person attached to me, or heaven forbid, a stroller with me, the metro is almost impossible for me. So I've really gotten a lot more comfortable using the bus system, which is wonderful in Paris. It's really complete. You can go almost anywhere on the bus, and it's all full of old people, pregnant ladies, and babies.
Ah, as a pregnant woman, they would make room for you on the bus where it would be more of a jumble on the metro.
Yeah, it's a bit of a jumble on the metro. But on the bus, I had an experience once I was getting onto the bus, very pregnant. It was also very crowded at that particular time. The bus driver greeted me, bonjour, monsieur, bonjour, madame. And then I walked in and he saw that there wasn't a lot of space. He also saw that no one was offering me a seat, which is pretty rare. And I figured, oh, well, you know, it's full of old people. It's okay. You know, they'll sit down. I'll stand up. And then he turns around, stops the bus and announces to everyone, I will not leave until this woman sits down.
Whoa.
Yes. At which point three people leaped to their feet. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see. And then gave me their spots.
So, Mary, Colette, your little baby, mm-hmm. is coming on to a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. And as a mother, you're looking ahead. What sort of challenges are coming at you as far as raising a child in Paris?
Yeah, well, I think Paris being a very urban environment can be hard for kids. They have to be on really their best behavior as soon as they're outside because it's busy, it's dirty, cars, scooters. So there's not a lot of running free, you know, jogging through a prairie or picking up flowers. Even seeing animals, Coco is in love with pigeons, you know, and pigeons are not the most attractive, healthy, clean birds in Paris. But for her, it's the only wildlife she's seeing.
It's interesting. An urban realm for a little child, pigeons are, that's the whole animal kingdom right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Or another kind of just funny thing, we're home visiting my parents right now. So she's seeing her grandparents and they have carpeted stairs. And Colette had never climbed carpeted stairs before. She's always climbed either cement stairs or the stairs in our building, which she wouldn't crawl on because they're public and therefore dirty. And so at 15 months, learning how to crawl upstairs is really new to her where, you know, American babies have been doing that since they're 6 months or 7 months,
right.
You know?
Mary, Gregoire, Colette, sounds like you got a beautiful family.
Thank you.
Best wishes in Paris. And thanks for giving us an insight into an expat mom who fell in love and married a Frenchman. In fact, that's the blog, howtomarryafrenchman.blogspot.com. Best wishes, Mary.
Thanks, Rick. It's been a pleasure.